Annie Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Welcome, friends. However you're arriving here today, I'm so glad that you're here. Make yourself at home. Let's start by doing a slowdown exercise so that you can make yourself at home in your own body and allow your brain to focus on this present moment. So we'll start together with some deep breathing. Slowly inhale, fill up your lungs, let your belly expand, hold it, and then really focus on the exhale. Notice the release and the relief that you feel. Let's do it again. Inhale. And exhale. And one more time. Inhale. And exhale. And as always, feel free to deep breathe as long as you would like to. If you need a few more, keep on. It's so good for your brain and your body. Well, guys, this season on the podcast, our theme is in process. And in today's reflection episode, I want to expand a little bit upon that theme with you. Let's talk about how I arrived at this theme, what I'm learning about it, and what you can expect as we move forward with this theme over the coming months. I don't know how God speaks to you, but often when it comes to creative endeavors like podcasting, the Lord gives me ideas in pieces. And that's what happened for me this summer. As I thought and prayed about the upcoming podcast season, I had this evolving idea of what I wanted to focus on. First, I thought about talking about regulation. I know you guys, you love the mental health stuff, and that's something that I've learned a lot about in the last year or two. But then I realized that so many people right now are feeling deeply anxious and unsettled due to all kinds of things, but especially going into an election season here in the U.S., And then I thought about talking about the safety of co-regulation and about community. But then the Lord opened my eyes further through reading, through where I am in my own story, and by learning from those precious people that the Lord allows me to counsel. And I arrived at a place of realizing that I really needed to zoom out further. Regulation is just one piece of the story, but there's so much more. There's grief, there's trauma, there's disorientation, spiritual questions, anger, making space for transitions, learning to find compassion for ourselves and others, and also our own capacity for growth. Being a human is messy because we are all in process. And that's when I felt the Lord help me settle on just that, being in process and all of what that means. We live in a consumeristic world with memes, self-help books, reels, videos, and products being sold to you that would lead you to believe that there are answers and fix-its for everything. But much of what it means to be a human is to be in process. We're taught to believe that if we eat the right food, take the right supplements or medicines, do the right workouts, balance our hormones, find a good therapist, parent gently and connectedly, make time for relationships, etc., etc., well, then everything will be well. Unfortunately, we pick the same message up a lot of times in our spiritual world. Practicing our faith in these ways and all will be well. Tithe, pray, do devotions, go to church, and the Lord will bless you. We want formulas for how our lives will go well, how we can get from difficult and messy to tidy and manageable, maybe even to prosperity. Unfortunately, whether I realized it consciously or not, I have sometimes bought into the idea that mess is temporary, that healing is a destination, that we reach a place of arrival. Certainly, goals set in the counseling office would make you believe that's true. Insurance companies would want you to believe that's true. Many sermons, even, would lead you to believe that's true. And in some ways, even though I know better, I've bought into this idea both in the mental health arena as well as in the faith arena. But it's not true. Mess is not temporary. Life is not an arrival. It's a journey. And the journey is where we find ourselves. In flawed and beautiful bodies, in ruptured relationships where we consistently have to make repairs, made in the image of God, yet somehow always missing the mark. carrying shame and brokenness, along with the grandeur and hope of who we are becoming. Life ebbs and flows, becomes more painful and less painful. We have seasons of growth and seasons of pruning, but the process continues. We're all in process. I heard Davey Blackburn interviewed on the That Sounds Fun podcast, and he said it this way. We want God to heal us in a poof, and sometimes he does. Sometimes there's these deliverance kind of moments, but most of the time he heals in process. We have to surrender to that process, because in the middle of that process, as he's healing us from whatever we've gone through, he's like a beautiful surgeon that when we're splayed out on the operating table, he's going to carefully fix whatever's going on to heal us. And then if he finds cancer in there, he's going to pull that out too. And that's usually what happens when we go through pain, trauma, grief, loss. There's something else that comes up. We start to see these maladaptive coping mechanisms that we're starting to lean into that are really idols in our life. And God's going, let's address this while I've got your attention. Amen. God is not willing to leave us in the muck and the mire of our own maladaptive coping mechanisms in the meager ways we've learned to manage life on planet Earth. And often, he meets us in the places where we feel out of control, where we are suffering, to do just that. In the mental health world right now, there's a lot of information coming in about trauma. Understanding how trauma, or in other words, the terrifying and overwhelming parts of life that we have had, and maybe still have, no control over, that affects us in the short term and the long term. We are beginning to understand some really helpful treatments that help the brain and body with trauma release. But even here, as we process the really difficult parts of our lives, as we reintegrate and heal the disintegrated and terrorized parts of ourselves, there's a belief that if we can just do enough trauma release exercises, it will all be better, that the pain will be gone. And if it's not gone, does that mean you didn't do the work right? Or you didn't do it correctly? And in the spiritual realm, if you believe the right things, pray the right things, are faithful, and your pain doesn't go away, does it mean you didn't have enough faith? KJ Ramsey, a Christian therapist and someone who knows pain very well, and actually has been a guest on this podcast, recently brought this idea to my attention when she posted the following online. We live in a loud world that shouts that persistent pain is proof of either a failure of our faith or a fault in our commitment to release trauma. But pain doesn't indicate a failure to receive the resurrection. Being triggered does not mean that we're failing to process our trauma. Even Jesus' body still bears the scars of his story. May we listen to the language of our bodies, ever asking us to stay tender toward the truth that we have survived horror and we are still in need of care. In need of care. Yes, that's it. Grace upon grace. Being a human is painful. We are much more fragile than we want to be. As Sarah Westfall shared with us last week, from dust we came, after all, and to dust we will return. But right in the middle, we are held. That's the hope. We are in process. We are all in the middle of from dust to dust, and it's messy. Some or even a lot of the journey is uncomfortable or even painful. But the Lord is holding us. He meets us right in the middle. He does his operating work in some of the most uncomfortable moments of our journey. Sanctification and healing are processes that he knows well. So this season, as we talk about being in process, here's what you can look forward to. We will have some amazing guests on to tell their stories, to talk about subjects that are integral to our own human experience. We'll explore the biography of a saint who lived well, even under difficult circumstances. And we'll explore themes of both mental health and faith that happen when we're in process, like grief, disorientation, integration and disintegration, regulation, dysregulation, co-regulation, and more. And of course, we'll take time along the way for some scripture meditation. So friends, if you're willing to step into the messy stuff with me, I hope you'll join me this season as we explore being in process together. And I want to end today with a scripture passage that I love that reminds us of our own fragility and God's faithfulness. It comes from 2 Corinthians 4. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And with that, friends, I want to leave you with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jenny Detweiler with PRN. Pause, renew, next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.